Time for a few good minutes here on Jaguars.com, and Jaguars center Luke Boanco joins us. Before we get started, are you comfortable now with all the craziness and chaos of being a professional athlete?
I don't think so. I think my head's still swimming a little bit, but I probably don't know any better. So,
ignorance is bliss?
Yeah. I just go about my day, and I'll probably step back and realize at some point.
Well, Jeff Lagerman wouldn't let me get through the segment if I didn't point out that you went to Virginia, which sets the standard on intellect, which means that you should be able to adapt to it.
Yeah,
right?
It's Virginia guys, man. We're a step above.
Great. Lager, you've started this nonsense. All right, our first topic is the rookie. And there's a lot of you guys playing right now. What's the value of inexperience? I mean, can you still claim inexperience?
Yeah, I think, coaches would like us to, start mature. Coach talks about that race to maturity a lot, and it is a race. But I think there's, there is value in inexperience, because you don't know any better. You're just out there fighting, and, you're playing excited, and you're emotional, and, that can help in a lot of ways.
How much do you see when you come in and watch the tape that you go, man, I missed that, or I forgot that? Or, I mean, how much week to week how much better do you get just seeing the tape?
I think, if I watch, the first week of camp right now, it would just be a completely different football player. And that's probably how it is for a lot of guys. Yeah. But it is pretty crazy, and you don't really have that perspective because you're just fighting day to day. And it's been pretty fun. It's been a fun journey so far.
Up next, center. You've played guard and center. You're now the quarterback of the line. You tell guys that? You expect the quarterback treatment?
No.
But you're the only other guy that touches
paid
the ball.
Like quarterback, so.
Well, no, that's true. Although Alex Mack got a big contract courtesy of these Jaguars. You're the only other guy on the field that touches the ball on every play. Plus, you got to make all the calls. There's a lot that goes into playing center.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of responsibility. But at this point, I've played it enough where it's kind of second nature. I don't think about snapping the ball. I don't think about the communication. It's just that's the part of the pre-snap process.
You feel like you've got this offense, I mean, essentially down. You understand all the concepts. It's just a matter now of perfecting them.
Yeah, I mean, I have a pretty good understanding, but there's always that room for growth. And, there's definitely room for, getting better in that, those little areas that you kind of see on film. And you're like, I know how to do that. I know I should be doing it a different way. And it's just a matter of getting those reps in.
Up next is who? How did you not get invited to the combine? How does a guy from Virginia of all places, who's now starting in week four in the NFL, how did you not get invited? Do you know? Your agent ever tell you?
I don't focus too much on that. I don't know what the process is. I don't know. It was just kind of another chip on my shoulder. And obviously they thought that, there were other guys out there that were more, worthy candidates. It is what it is. I couldn't control it. So, I was getting my grad degree last year. So, it, kind of helped without that distraction in the middle of it. It all worked out for the best, I guess.
You seem pretty even keeled. The fire must burn with on that chip on your shoulder, right?
Yeah.
It burns up here instead of down here.
Exactly, yeah. There's not much I can do to change it. I just had to go about my ways.
Next up is better, and Jeff just showed me a clip of a play against the Colts where you had a shaded nose and the linebacker came right up on you, and he said, guys, veteran guys, don't make this block. So tell me how it is that you judge yourself first, getting better week to week, and the offensive line, because you guys have had a lot of changes.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you have that, rotation every week. It's a little bit different. But for me, I literally don't even think about, when I'm playing or when I'm practicing, I just think about, play to play. And I know what I'm capable of, and when I don't, achieve, what I'm capable of, it kind of, ticks me off a little bit. So I think it just kind of comes with that, chip on my shoulder. And from day to day, I'm like, I need to do better. And just kind of you stack them up and, you look back. And like I said, at the beginning of camp, I'm a different football player now.
You sound like Gus. I mean, you do. He's the perfect coach for you. Or did you have is this philosophy now a couple of months old on you, or is this something that you've had your whole life?
I think, it was kind of put into me by my dad when I was, playing ball growing up. And I had a lot of great coaches playing youth basketball and hockey and football. I mean, I always have a vision of what I can be, and that's what I strive towards. And in that way, I guess I'm internally driven. And Gus, I kind of appreciate he puts into words what I feel like I've been my whole life. So that's pretty cool.
Our final topic is on your shirt, your Orioles. I hear you're a rabid fan. You've got the baseball package. You watch every game. Every game?
Yeah, I have. Well, one of my buddies hooked me up with his MLB TV package, and I got my TV hooked up to it. So I get it streamed in, I get the Orioles broadcast, which is pretty cool. And, I try to watch every game. I usually put it on the background and, do other things. But I love my birds.
Do you?
Yeah.
I hear you tweet about it a lot.
Yeah, probably too much. Because I know no one cares, but...
where did the passion come from? Did it come from your father, or did it just grow up in you?
Yeah, I was born in Annapolis, so I grew up in the Baltimore area. My dad is, you know, Baltimore kid, so, you know, they love baseball. It's a blue-collar baseball town, and I was just raised a, you know, birds fan, and that's kind of like the... been the happy medium of, you know, that I've, you know, the skins, sure, but, and the, you know, the caps are up and down, but I've always been a Birds fan, and it's fun to watch them win, you know, succeed.
And so what do you think? Are they going to win it all?
I think they got a chance. It's crazy what they've done with all the injuries and suspensions and all that stuff. I mean, Buck Showalter's a hell of a manager, but pitching as well as anybody, and it's going to be a fun ride.
All right, so this is a few good minutes with the Orioles. Actually, Luke, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next week.